Rock'n Radio, your rock station.
Hola, this is Mitch Harris from Napalm Death, and you're listening to Rock'em Radio.
How many times did you play here in Latin America?
Oh, Latin America?
Yeah.
Bien de cuatro.
Oh my God, a lot of times.
Well, maybe more Mexico.
Mexico.
To me, Mexico is like America.
That's Latin America, yeah. Latin America.
No, you know, like what? Brazil, Paraguay, Uruguay, Argentina, Chile, El Salvador, and Venezuela, and Buenos Aires, Belo Horizonte, Caracas. Sao Paulo, Rio de Janeiro,
wow.
Cascavel.
Another place.
Yeah, mucho. It's okay, it's bien. Very special people, very fanatical. Mucho fanáticos.
Mucho fanáticos.
Sí.
So,
Ecuador. Yeah, very good.
This is your second time here in Lima.
El Segundo.
El segundo. You know, it sounds like a Mexican food, Mexican restaurant, El Segundo.
I know. Well, you know, I'm Puerto Rican Italian, so a real American.
Yeah. Where are you from?
Las Vegas.
Ah, oh, Las Vegas.
Yeah. Okay. New York. Mm-hmm. Born in New York. Grew up in Las Vegas.
Tell me, bitch. Well, what about the way to the fanatic of Napalm Death precede your last album?
I think very good. Yeah. The past 5 years have been building, and many people are excited about the music. So we are also excited about the music. So it's very fun and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's almost 2 years now since the release.
Yeah.
And or the making, the recording and shit, so
okay.
It's like there's still many songs we would like to play live, but we don't have time to rehearse because we're always on tour. And
so when will we can expect the new album?
Maybe next September.
In a year.
October. Well, I mean, if we record in April, then yeah. All that bullshit, it takes so much time to come out, you know, preparation for the record industry. You know,
it's tough right now, the record industry.
Yeah, it's good, it's dying, it's finished.
it's not an easy
it doesn't affect us because we just tour anyways. We never make money from records, really, just a little bit to survive for the time that we make it.
Okay.
During that period, and then we have to be away. So.
Wow. Difficult. So you've been playing 18 years, you told me.
Yeah.
So which was the difference on the heavy metal in this moment? You know, 18 years ago to now 2007.
Yeah.
What are the differences?
Yes. There were many more good bands then. And now there's many more bands, but only some good.
So how do you see the future of metal?
Very productive, very commercial. You know, for the new people of the MySpace page, they don't know the history, so...
Oh, high transit.
Yeah, it's okay for some bands, but for us, we just do the same. It doesn't affect us.
Yeah.
It's good communication for our friends, and that's it.
Yes, Napalm Death has his own community.
We have our own history. We don't need that shit.
Yeah. What do you think about the new bands? Like, you know, it's the Ballet from Valentine, Ballet from Valentine Tribute.
Yeah, it's okay, man. For okay. Somebody else. Nice people and interesting for some people, but for me, I don't really follow it so much. I think it's good that there's some bands playing metal and having a big exposure, so that's great for the music. Not for me, but for people, you know, young kids to be exposed to something that's not R&B pop shit, it's better. Right?
Right?
Yeah.
You know, all the crowd are different, you know, in each continent. How do you describe the the crowd here in South America?
Well, in all Latin countries, people appreciate its faster music for some reason. They like the rapido. I think it's the pace of life is faster near the equator, and it's just more appreciated, more respect. And in South America, Latin America, Central America, it's people are more maybe more hungry for this kind of music, and
so much love for the music.
Yeah, but and there's not so much chance to see the bands. You know, they come once. I mean, sometimes Napalm Death was the first band to play here, and many bands follow. You know, mm-hmm. And we come 5 years later, and there's the crowd is like very small. But the first time is very big, and now there's more bands, and people can't afford it, and people grow up and have kids and families and jobs, and they don't care.
Okay.
Like everywhere else.
Yeah.
It's like Berlin and London, there's 2,000 fucking shows a month, you know?
Okay.
And people come, but then people don't care sometimes too. It's like, after a while, if you play there too much, it's the same shit. So, to play here again, we'll see mañana if Peru is better. I think maybe it's better this time, because I can see at the record store that many people were still excited, and maybe more people know and more people believe that we will play. Like the first time, nobody believed that it was possible or something. So I don't know. People are more hungry here, and maybe a little too crazy, man. But not today, but tomorrow, once they start drinking beer and getting fucking crazy. You know, it's interesting.
Yeah, it's okay. Thank you very much. Well, Mitch, I wish you the best for tomorrow.
Thank you.
The gig, and I know, and everybody know, you never defraud. No,
we try our best, even if we're tired.